to tell you, this, I think, is our only guest other than, like, Larry Michael who has his own theme song when he is on this show. Representative Louie Gohmert, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Judge.
Well, it's great to be with you again. Always good.
We have so much to discuss with you. There is so much going on. One thing that we have not talked about this morning that it really hasn't gotten any play in the media is the House Ethics Committee yesterday cleared Devin Nunes of allegations that he disclosed classified information earlier this year, and that's why he stepped aside from the committee's investigation into the Russian meddling. So he said, all right, fine, I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm going to step aside here to avoid any appearance of conflict. Now we find out
Mary, let me jump in and say that has gotten us into more trouble. It got the Bush administration in trouble when James Comey insisted to John Ashcroft that he should step aside and recuse himself so he, Comey, could take the role of appointing a special counsel. So he appointed his child's godfather, Patrick Fitzgerald, to try to go after Vice President Cheney and Karl Rove. There was nothing there, so eventually he made up a case against Scooter Libby, really outrageous. And then in this case, we had it happen again. We had Jeff convinced by the so-called career guys, oh, no, you ought to recuse yourself. It's the right thing to do so that Rosenstein can appoint his comrade-in-arms, Mueller, who helped cover up the Russia investigation about Uranium One. And that's kept the Trump administration embroiled in something that should have gone away a long time ago.
All right, so let me ask you, if you know this, if this is what the Democrats do, they get as many Republicans to resign, or as many people to resign so they can put their people in, why do the Republicans keep taking the bait and keep resigning? Recusing themselves.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes resigning. I'm not sure, Trent Franks, that he really needed to resign. I mean, really, did he really? Inappropriate. Terribly uncomfortable to make people think about, having a child as a surrogate, but it's quite defensible under the circumstances as far as not resigning, it would seem like. But we keep taking the bait, and we kept stepping aside so that they can go through with their agenda, make up garbage about Russian collusion when the only real Russian collusion was between the Clintons and the Obama administration and the Russians. We just keep doing it. It was really insane.
Well, Louie.
Yeah, Colonel.
Yeah, look, one of the things I'm concerned about, and I consider both you and Trent a friend, and I really feel horrible about the way some of this is playing out, where, people are offended by the simplest things. It really concerns me that where is this going to stop? But I think to your point regarding the larger issue, I got to tell you, it seems to me, Louie, after everything you've looked at, everything that we've been seeing, it almost seems like there's been a soft coup where you see these names showing up in multiple investigations of multiple issues all across the board. And you're on Judiciary Committee. So how is it that Congress is not doing more to actually put a bright light on these cockroaches as they've scrambled around from the Clinton investigation to the Mueller investigation?
Well, Tony, you and I have even talked about this privately. I don't know, you can call it a soft coup. It's almost getting to be a hard coup because you look at what's been done, and it is incredible. The people that have been taken out for basically nothing, and we've got this witch hunt where Mueller and Rosenstein are basically, they appear to be covering up their own collusion, and because they both were right in the middle of investigating the Russian effort to corner the market on uranium and to illegally get control over U.S. uranium. And then Rosenstein's name's on the motion to get the judge to seal some records that had a lot to do with the Russian effort to get our uranium. And, of course, they needed files sealed that had to do with Russian uranium, Russia trying to get our uranium, because they needed Hillary to be able to hit the Russian mega lottery millions, so she could take, 145 million for the Clinton Foundation, really take.
That's just pocket change.
Yeah, well, but give credit to her. Trump came up with this idea of bringing in money from overseas countries to help our economy. Well, Hillary had the idea before Trump did. It just, her idea was to bring it all into the Clinton, my name, bring it into Clinton accounts.
Sir, since you mentioned Mueller, let's talk a little bit about what's happening with his team. We have another guy who has been taken off. We've got Broussard. First, it was Stroke was taken off because of his political connections. Wednesday morning, Bruce Orr removed.
Now, Mary, can I correct you? Yeah, go ahead. They weren't taken off because of their political connections or bias. Those biases were extremely well known. They were only taken off when their biases became known publicly.
There you go.
The IG got a hold of it. No, Mueller has made no bones about it. He wants anti-Trump, Hillary-loving folks on his team. He wants people like Weissman that... to heck with the law, to heck with the Constitution. This is about screwing people over like he did Anderson, Arthur Anderson, that is.
Right.
20,000 people out of work, 9-0 decision from the Supreme Court. You can't do this. This is not a crime. He didn't care. He got the desired result, and that's why Mueller hired him. He wanted to hurt people that he wanted to hurt, and did so successfully.
Well, where do we go? Because we've got Orr, who we now know met with Glenn Simpson, the founder of Fusion GPS. He also met with Christopher Steele, who authored the dossier. So him, and now we just find out Jeannie Rhee also is under attack, and it looks like she may also be leaving as well because she provided legal representation for the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, and see, they knew that. They had to know that. And they still were hired. So it's not about we're finding out about their bias, and that's why they've got to go. It's that their bias became public, and that became a problem. So it is really outrageous. Mueller stacked the deck. It was intentional in order to cover for him and Rosenstein. Both of them need to go. We've got to stop the coup before it becomes successful, and these yahoos throw us into a civil war.
Yeah, Larry, Louis, I think the bottom line summary is you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a corrupt investigator on Mueller's team. Is that accurate?
No, you can't. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think you'll have trouble getting up a cat to start swinging it without it.
On that note, we've got to go. Thank you so much for joining us. One of these days I'm going to meet you because you seem like a fun guy. I look forward to that.
Louis is amazing.
Have a great weekend. That's Representative Louis Gohmert joining us.